from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Frontline health and childcare workers will get free childcare if CUPE goes on strike on Monday. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says it will be for elementary school-aged kids for the duration of any work stoppage. The union representing 55,000 education workers says they'll go on strike on Monday if a collective agreement is not reached. Both CUPE and the province say they're committed to negotiating throughout the weekend, but have set a deadline of 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon. A new winter maintenance standard has been introduced involving Highways 11 and 17 in Northern Ontario. The province says the Ontario Trans-Canada standard requires contractors to clear the highways to bare pavement within 12 hours of the end of a storm. The new standard follows a detailed technical review of winter maintenance operations on the two highways and a pilot project over the past two winters. The New Democrats have been calling for the northern highways to be cleared within 8 hours of a snowfall. That's the standard for freeways or urban highways with more than 10,000 vehicles per day. The standard for major highways is 16 hours. Every November 19th is World Toilet Day. That's tomorrow. In Timmins, City Environmental Coordinator Christina Beaton says it draws attention this year to maintaining our wastewater infrastructure by reducing water consumption, thereby reducing the amount of waste that has to be treated. And she notes that only human waste and toilet paper should be flushed. Products labeled disposable or flushable are not.
These products do not break down in our sanitary system, and they cause plugs in the sewer pipes and pumps. The slogan is no wipes in the pipes.
Beaton says more than 3 billion people do not have access to a safe toilet. Another tool to improve safety downtown and in other Timmins business areas is available as a combined project of the Chamber of Commerce, the BIA, and Timmins Police. It's an 8.5 by 11 graphic showing which emergency number to call and when. Chamber policy analyst Cameron Grant says you can post it in plain view in your business for access to staff and clients or customers.
In order to protect what is in our own backyard and to be good community partners, this one pager is just a really great snapshot as to what to do, when, and who to call.
Grant adds that in the case of police, getting timely calls will help them mount a case of why they need more resources to combat crime and substance abuse. In Country 93.1 Sports, the battle for the East Division lead in the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League continues tonight, actually on two fronts. The Timmins Rock hosts the Espanola Paper Kings at 7:30 at the MAC. The Hearst Lumberjacks, who moved into a tie with the Rock last night, are up against the Sioux Eagles. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.